Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. Address is 7772 County Road 9, Orland, California, 95963, phone 530-624-1959. ID is XXX XX-9242, date of birth 1/13/1950, 72-year-old, divorced woman, self-employed. House cleaning, insurance is Medicare / United Healthcare, pharmacy is CVS. Orland 530-896-5404. It's addressed to Dr. Julie Archer, ARCHERMD. Address is 1645 Esplanade Suite 1, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-896-0386, fax 530-896-0389. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of progression of painful symptomatic neuropathy. Dear Dr. Archer, thank you for referring Sandra Garcia for neurological evaluation with her history of possibly progressive neuropathy. New paragraph, as you already remember, she has a long-standing history of neuropathy that was a consequence of chemotherapy years ago, subparagraph. Under the care of Dr. Stephen Forner, F-O-R-N-E-R-M-D, her regimen was adjusted to 800 milligrams of gabapentin 3 times a day, which abolished her painful neuropathic symptoms for a long period of time. New paragraph, much more recently, several months ago, she had a progression of her symptoms that became almost completely incapacitating with tingling paresthesias dash everywhere, including her mouth, hands, feet, legs, and arms, sudden pains in her ankles, legs, arms, and fingers, comma, dull ache in her arms and legs, comma, pruritus, itching in her legs and arms, twitching associated with bug-like biting sensations in her legs and arms, subparagraph, there was no notice motor activity. She felt dizziness, being off balance, and she had a sense of insects or bugs crawling on her in her ears, new paragraph. She reports no change in her treatment regimen, new paragraph, is uncertain as to whether she might have had some toxicological exposure in her occupation. New paragraph, she gave an additional important history that she lives in an industrial farming community and has acres of almonds on her property that are sprayed several times per year, subparagraph. I've asked her to contact her sprayer to see if there is a correlation between the timing of her his spraying and the development of her symptoms. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today appears to be generally within normal limits. Subparagraph. She does have a perception of reduced sensation in her hands and her legs, feeling unsteady on her feet, and at times previously experiencing a difficulty in perception of position and holding objects in her hands. New paragraph. Readjustment of her regimen with increase of the gabapentin to 4 times a day has probably provided her with some additional relief. New paragraph. By her report, your office has completed a number of laboratory studies for which we'll request those results for review that might be helpful. New paragraph. She denies any dysomnia contributing to her symptoms. New paragraph. She denied any serious cognitive decline or impairment. New paragraph. She denied other neurological problems, new paragraph, in consideration of this history and presentation. We will schedule her for screening electrical neurological studies in an arm and a leg for a definitive evaluation of the nature of her neuropathy. Subparagraph, sometimes this can be quite useful in determining the potential etiology. The paragraph, laboratory testing is being requested for nutritional evaluation, testing for autoimmune and other inflammatory neurological disorders contributing to her symptoms. And a toxic chemical screen as well. New paragraph. I was sent a follow-up report after she returns for her testing and with the results, with further recommendations, and signed respectfully with my professional signature.